well. This was a League One game, men's game tonight between Woodbridge Strikers hosting North Mississauga. Only the second week of the season, and the home opener for Woodbridge. In the rain, cut down on the crowds for sure. And sort of disappointing that it ended up with North Mississauga scoring two goals within a minute and ended up winning. But I have Michael Aquino, assistant coach of Woodbridge here. We're going to talk a bit about tonight's game, but more about the future. But how about tonight's game when something like that happens for morale and so on?
Yeah, I mean, disappointing for sure. A couple of goals there towards the end. Thought we deserved better. Boys had a good start, and I thought we were in a comfortable position, having led the game 1-0 and 2-1. So, as you said, they scored two goals there in 2 minutes. I think, for sure, probably a lapse of focus, but I think a little unfortunate as well, where I think we lost one player there due to injury, had to step off the field, and they found the second goal to tie it, and of course motivating them to hopefully find the third, which they did. So, yeah, I mean, disappointing on our end, but the boys played well for the first 70 minutes, and just gotta get back at it this week in hopes of getting 3 points next weekend.
Seems to be a preference, of course, with the weather. We were on the field turf tonight.
Yeah.
But you folks have grass turf too, and I just thought I'd drop this in that Amanda Allen of the Woodbridge OPDL team of yours was just down in Dominican Republic and scored a goal for Canada, Canadian national team, helping them win their round of 16 game against Honduras. And ankle deep water, and she must have got used to that from playing in Woodbridge on the grass. So I just thought I'd sneak that in. So back to about tonight, and that is something really important coming up. I mean, you have started out better than last year, but let's talk about the 12-10 division split that's going to occur by the 2024 season, having to win so many games this year and next year. How important is it for your team to be in that top 12 for recruiting and marketing and so on?
Well, I think it's an interesting concept for sure, and I think everyone's looking forward to it. But like a club like Woodbridge that has had so much success in the past, and I think we're a well-established club in the community, a club that has seen players go on to scholarship opportunities, professional playing environments. So of course for us it's something that we are gunning towards, and we want to see ourselves there and to be in that top division. But it is a process, we understand that, right? It's over 2 years. And so, like you said, we need to accumulate points this season and next season to ensure that we have a top 10 or 12 finish, whatever it may be. You're saying that it is in fact a 12-10 split. And so it's our hope that we're gonna be there, right? So, I think we are positioned given the club and what we have in terms of players coming through the system and players who have traditionally played for us to have strong performances throughout both seasons that will hopefully see us in that top flight. So that is the goal and objective for Peter and I. And one game at a time, we'll hopefully be there.
Nice, great. And is your team sort of set as it is, or like some teams, Sigma, of course, are saying, we're going to get better because our university players are coming back.
Sure.
Do you have... Are you going to drop in some other players?
I mean, we've sort of set our roster for sure. I mean, there's always players that are returning to us from the U.S. of course, and then from Canada. So various institutions that still need to arrive. So, we may very well beef up the roster with some of those players. You know, the beauty of our club is that we do have a significant number of players across the U.S. and Canada, and so when they do return, it definitely adds value to our team, right? So, to what extent, though? I mean, you know, how much are you going to be playing with that roster is yet to be seen, and you know, and be determined by Peter and I. But at the moment, you know, we're quite happy with what we have. It's just a matter of coming together because a lot of them are. We do have some new faces, right? So. So it's early in the season, and it takes time to iron out some of these things that occur, such as today's game, right? Just some of these lapses in concentration and focus. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely some players that can come back and help us.
Okay.
I'm not sure, you know, to what extent or how much in comparison to other teams.
Well, it makes it like a competition. They've got to earn those spots. They can't just come home from school and say, well, here I am, because the experience your players are gaining in the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to say thank you for talking to me. And just Michael Aquino, who I followed from, I guess, you're on my website so often. Just maybe drop a few teams that you've been on over the years, playing and coaching.
Playing-wise, I finished with Metro Lions there in that old, CPSL or CSL or whatnot.
A few years, yeah.
You know, and then from a coaching perspective, really, you know, with Aurora FC a while back, and obviously still at Humber College, coaching the men's team there. And now the last 3 years with Woodbridge, so through COVID, and now into our first regular season back. So it's... yeah, it's been an interesting journey, both as a player and now a coach for a number of years. But yeah, just, you know, grew up playing, you know, right through all these different programs that existed, club, provincial, you know, university down south as well, and then ventured into coaching at a young age and began to you know, do various things with different clubs, and now I see myself here. So it's been an interesting journey, a fun one. It's one that I enjoy doing. I enjoy coaching, and look forward to what the future holds, I guess.
Okay, very nice. Okay, thank you, and we'll say for better luck next game.
Thank you, Robin.